Okay, the college football conversation continues, and right off the top, we are going to head to the SEC. We're going to preview the championship game. We're going to talk about the unexpected, because who knew at the beginning of the 2013 season that Auburn and Missouri would finish at the top? It certainly surprised a lot of folks, myself included, and I'm looking forward to visiting with CBS Sports lead analyst Spencer Tillman, and not only getting his perspective on how these two programs have evolved, but what a win on Saturday. What would that mean? So we're going to hit on that, other matchups. We're also going to be previewing a very special evening that's coming up here in Houston next Wednesday evening, December the 11th at 8 o'clock Central Time. It'll be aired on CBS Sports in beautiful downtown Houston, the Rotary Lombardi Awards. It's such a pleasure to welcome into our program in Yahoo Sports Radio, Spencer Tillman. Hello, Spencer.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing great. It's been fast and furious here, and looking forward to the weekend. But right now, I want to focus our attention on one of the most thrilling and bizarre finishes in all of college football history. I mean, what a crescendo and what a finish with the Tigers, that unbelievable win over Alabama and Chris Davis's 100-yard touchdown return. You've been a part of college football for many, many years. You ever experienced something so historic?
Nothing like that in a short span of time. I think over a three-week period, Gus Malzahn, the head coach at Auburn, experienced a great win over Georgia in a very similar kind of dramatic fashion. And then, of course, 2 weeks later, this particular outcome with Chris Davis returning at 109 yards for the touchdown and basically with a walk-off touchdown. It was unbelievable. I mean, he outwitted one coach who was regarded as one of the brightest minds in the game, and that would be Nick Saban, who was on a path toward destiny, at least many people thought. Some people already consider them a dynasty, given what he's accomplished in such a short period of time. So just being able to be in that compressed amount of time over a three-week period and see those great plays come together, culminating with that 109-yard return, I've never been a part of anything like that in my 20-plus years as a broadcaster in this sport. But it was great to be a part of it.
Spencer, I have to wonder, you're a former Sooner standout, and I thought perhaps you might have had a bit of a flashback with OU, Boise State, and the pain of the famous Statue of Liberty play to win that 2007 Fiesta Bowl. It was so dramatic, too.
Yeah, it's a little bit different, though. I mean, I don't have a dog in the race in this particular situation, so I'm supposed to be objective, right?
Uh-huh.
But I do know all the coaches. I know Gus Malzahn extremely well. I know Nick Saban. He was on one of the earlier staffs during my first stint in the NFL with the Houston Oilers at the time. And so I know both coaches, and they're good people, and they have different styles, contrasting styles. But I didn't want to see any one of them lose that contest. But it's just part of the game. It's part of the, if I can borrow a phrase from the olden days, the thrill of victory and the agony of defeat.
Oh,
both
yeah.
those coaches experienced that night.
The wonderful Spencer Tillman is joining us at Yahoo Sports Radio and the Big East Sports Show, and our focus right now is on the SEC. And I do want to get your thoughts, weigh in on just the remarkable job that Auburn's Gus Malzahn has done, and also Missouri's Gary Pinkel. I mean, they have done a fabulous job and really turned their programs around and ascended to unpredicted levels of success.
Well, I'll begin with Auburn just because it starts with an A. First up, I mean, Gus's situation is really unique. I mean, here's a team that hadn't won a conference game a year ago. So now they turn it around. And in the process, if they continue to run the table, they're going to eclipse the 98 Hawaii team that June Jones, another former coach of mine, captained while at the helm there for the Rainbow Warriors. And that was with Jimmy Chang and those guys that turned it around. It was a big 8.5 year-over-year turnaround for that group. This would be a 9.5 if Auburn is able to run the table. So to be able to be the author of that and do it with another quarterback who, again, by the way, is from a junior college, Garden City Junior College, with Nick Marshall, is impressive. Folks won't remember or should remember that Cam Newton obviously came from Blinn College, another junior college product that they won a national title with a couple of years back. So Gus has been at the point on both those ascents for those quarterbacks out of junior colleges and had great success. And ultimately, you know, Gary Pinkel needs to take a backseat to no one. I mean, he's Missouri's all-time leading coach right now. He's got a great offense. He's got, you know, James Franklin, the tremendous quarterback. Michael Sam's is going to be a first-round draft pick as a defensive end, outside linebacker. He's phenomenal. Dorial Green-Beckham, the great wide receiver they have. And they're so big and long on the offensive side of the ball. So if you look at both these teams, they have great, not necessarily contrasting styles. They do spread you out, but they do some things that are similar. Their head coaches are great in their own respect, and it's going to be fun to watch and see which spread attack wins the day.
Well, when you reflect on last season, it is remarkable. You talk about that Auburn, they didn't even win a game in the SEC last year. They finished 3-9, and then Gary Pinkel, they were 5-7, 2-6 in the SEC. How do you pull a group together and infuse life in such a short amount of time, in 12 months?
Well, that's a great question. I think part of the answer is you have to create a compelling narrative. And I was talking to one coach who was in a similar situation, Brett Bielema at Arkansas right now, winless in conference, and I asked him the same question. I said, hey, coach, at what point in time do you begin to talk about the narrative for your team for next year relative to Auburn, using them as an example of a team who also was winless the year before they turned it around? He says, yeah, we'll do that next year, but right now I'm interested in day-to-day progress. So I think that it will be useful for teams like Arkansas and others moving forward. And as for these coaches, which is what your question was about, I think it's been a testimony to their leadership. Mm-hmm. Leadership is influence, nothing more, nothing less. And they both have done a great job of selling their narrative to their players. They've got great players to work with. That certainly helps. And then ultimately, just being committed to the process of success. And they've done it the best, I believe, in the conference.
CBS Sports Lead Studio Analyst Spencer Tillman is with us at Yahoo Sports Radio and the Big East Sports Show. Can you give us a bit of a preview? I mean, how do you see this game playing out?
Well, I think it's probably going to come down to whether or not Missouri's front seven can deal with the speed motion that they're going to get from the offense, of Gus Malzahn. I mean, they do a lot of what we call jet motion, trying to outflank you on the perimeter. And to defend that in a proper way, you have to take some chances and get wider splits defensively. And then they're able to gash you with Trey Mason. They'll come back and do that. He's leading the conference in rushing. Nick Marshall is not bad. He's second in the conference in rushing, too. The team as a whole is number one in the conference in rushing, number two in the nation. So they run the ball extremely well. And then when they have to throw it, they can throw it. Gus made his bones, throwing the football. So people get kind of lulled asleep and thinking we've got to defend the run. And then when you bring an extra defender down in the box, all of a sudden you're working with a single safety and they run a post corner on you in the backside. So that is the challenge, which is like rolling the dice trying to defend him. And I think that's the challenge for Missouri. How can you deal with those jet sweeps? And I think on the other side, I think Auburn has to deal with the length and the strength of the wide receivers. I mean, Doriel Green Beckham and company, 6'6", 225 pounds, they're long. All of them are strong and can block. They really redefine what you're able to do in terms of declaring which strength side. So when you see a tight end lineup, that doesn't necessarily mean they're going to run to that side. They trust their wide receivers to block as effectively as tight end. So it gives you an unbalanced look to kind of have to contend with. So it's a very tough challenge mm-hmm. for both sides. But, again, that's why I'm on tiptoes of anticipation, waiting to see who's going to emerge victorious.
The great Spencer Tillman is joining us just a few more minutes at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big East Sports Show. I am Elissa Walker-Campbell. And one of the questions I've got to throw out there, there's always been so much conjecture and talk, Spencer, about perhaps the SEC is down this year. How do you address that?
Well, you know what? Listen, there's always a reason or rationale behind all of that. That's kind of superficial talk, and don't mean to sound like a shield for the SEC, but when you're at Florida, you have a rash of injuries, as Will Muschamp has had. Mark Richt has certainly dealt with that at Georgia, losing his quarterback. The SEC's all-time leading passer, and Aaron Murray, both of his great backs were out for a period of time. And then they had a lot of people at key mission-critical positions at wide receiver and tight end. So I think that phalanx of injuries did a big dent in the mm-hmm. East in particular. I mean, that's a problem. That's a big issue. So a team can emerge out of that kind of dust, and that's been Missouri this year. But I don't think that has to be an excuse for why Missouri is a winner in the East. They had a double overtime contest against South Carolina that was one for the ages. Everybody had their full complement of players. So I don't think they have to make any excuses about their success. At least I think that ultimately it just speaks to how competitive and balanced the SEC is overall.
We're quickly running out of time. We're going to preview here in just a moment the Rotary Lombardi Award that's going to be coming up next Wednesday night, December 11th at 8 o'clock Central Time on the CBS Sports Network. But you are, Spencer, a former Sooner great. You enjoyed a fabulous career at Oklahoma. You were the, 87 Orange Bowl MVP. You played for Barry Switzer. This weekend, it's all going to be happening in Stillwater. I think it's going to be like the Ice Bowl over there. Tell us, I mean, what are your thoughts? Can you kind of weigh in on this matchup? And obviously, you really do have to tip your hat even to Mike Gundy. He's done a fabulous job with that program.
Yeah, you got to give Mike credit for what he's done. I mean, look, they have a team that also will spread you out. They've got great runners. They always will have wide receivers that can catch the football. And their balance, I think that's what makes them dangerous right now, that they can do both equally well. I think they're probably the most underrated defense in the conference, in my opinion. When you look at the new metric that we use to determine the effectiveness of defense, it's really not so much how many yards that you hold someone to, but it's points per drive. And so when people are speeding you up these days, you want to know how many points that you come away with in that abbreviated time that you had the football. And I think Oklahoma State is right near the top in the nation in that category, just right around 1 point per drive. So that's pretty darn strong defense. So they do both things well on both sides of the ball. And unfortunately, I'm going to have to give them a decided advantage over the Sooners, who've had kind of a middling year this year and mixed results. But you know what? That's the challenge. When you're at Oklahoma, the bar is high, and Bob Stoops has done a great job over the years of delivering. I think we just have to kind of get some more good talent in there to be able to compete more effectively on a national scale.
We're quickly wrapping up our time with Spencer Tillman, CBS Sports lead studio analyst. We want you to take time to preview this very special dinner that's going to be coming up next Wednesday evening. Tell us about it.
Well, a dinner will be part of the offing in this particular afternoon. There will be a VIP reception and so forth December 11th at the Wortham Center in downtown Houston, Texas, at the Center of the Performing Arts. It's going to be the prelude to a nationally televised live event. It'll be broadcast on the CBS Sports Network, and it is the Rotary Lombardi Award. And it's going to be given to the nation's top lineman or interior player who plays at least 5 yards at the line of scrimmage, within the line of scrimmage, which obviously would include linebackers. So last year, Manti Te'o of Notre Dame won the award. Mm-hmm. It's going to be special. It's going to be fun to watch. It's going to be fun to be a part of, and we encourage everybody to come out. And earlier that day at 11:30, we're going to have a great event, John Maxwell, Ken Blanchard, Wayne Huizenga Jr., among others, will be a part of the program. And it's part of the live program. Appearances from a former president and a former secretary of state will be a part of the presentation as well. So big-time stars will be at this one. Anthony Munoz will go into the Hall of Fame. Al Golden will receive a leadership award for how he managed the Miami group through their challenge with the NCAA last year. So it's all about leadership. That's the theme of the day. That's what we'll be celebrating moving forward with the Rotary Lombardi Award.
And I understand for tickets, you can visit the website rotarylombardiaward.org. So Spencer, it was a true pleasure. It's your first time on our program. We definitely want you to come back on. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
You bet. We're going to step aside. Much more straight ahead this weekend at Yahoo Sports Radio and the Big E Sports Show. Stay close.